Introduction. In our previous discussions, we have delved into the foundational principles of traditional family values, Part 1, the biblical foundation of marriage, Part 2, how marriage contributes to human happiness, Part 3, and the universal institution of marriage, Part 4. This week, we will explore the critical role of parents in a traditional family. Understanding and embracing the parental roles prescribed by biblical teachings can greatly enhance the stability, love, and spiritual growth within a family. Parental role models and upbringing. The role of parents in a traditional family is paramount. Parents are the primary role models for their children, and their behavior, values, and teachings significantly shape the development of their offspring. The Bible underscores the importance of parental guidance and the responsibility parents have in nurturing their children. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6 instructs, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." This verse highlights the long-term impact of proper upbringing. When parents instill godly principles and values in their children from an early age, these teachings are likely to remain with them throughout their lives. In a traditional family, the presence of both a father and a mother provides a balanced environment for child development. Each parent brings unique qualities and strengths to the family dynamic. The father's role often includes providing, protecting, and leading the family, while the mother's role encompasses nurturing, teaching, and supporting the emotional well-being of the children. This complementary partnership reflects God's design for the family. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Importance of married parents demonstrating God's love. Married parents have the unique opportunity to model God's love through their relationship with each other and their children. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 25 to 28 compares the love a husband should have for his wife to the love Christ has for the church. This selfless, sacrificial love sets a powerful example for children, teaching them about commitment, respect, and compassion. When children witness their parents resolving conflicts, showing affection, and supporting each other, they learn valuable lessons about healthy relationships. These lessons are not only beneficial for their personal development but also prepare them to build strong, loving families of their own in the future. Benefits of traditional family upbringing. Research consistently shows that children raised in traditional family structures fare better in various aspects of life compared to those from non-traditional family backgrounds. According to a study published by the Institute for Family Studies, children in intact families with married parents are more likely to perform well academically, exhibit fewer behavioral problems, and experience better mental health. In addition to these benefits, traditional family upbringing provides children with a sense of security and belonging. The stability of a two-parent household creates an environment where children can thrive and develop a strong sense of identity and purpose. Biblical instructions for parenting. The Bible provides clear instructions for parents on how to raise their children. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4 advises, "And, ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." This verse emphasizes the importance of raising children with patience, love, and guidance, avoiding harshness or provocation. Furthermore, Colossians chapter 3 verse 21 echoes this sentiment, stating, "Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged." These teachings underscore the significance of creating a positive and encouraging home environment, where children feel loved and valued. The role of discipline and instruction. Discipline and instruction are essential components of biblical parenting. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 24 states, "He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes." This verse highlights the importance of discipline in child rearing, emphasizing that loving parents will correct their children to guide them on the right path. However, it is crucial to understand that biblical discipline is not about punishment but about correction and teaching. The goal is to help children develop self-discipline, respect for authority, and a clear understanding of right and wrong. When applied with love and consistency, discipline can foster a sense of security and responsibility in children. Conclusion: the role of parents in a traditional family is vital for the well-being and development of children. By embracing the biblical principles of parenting, parents can provide a stable, loving, and nurturing environment that fosters spiritual growth and personal development. As we continue this series, let us recognize the importance of upholding these values and strive to create families that reflect God's love and wisdom. Call to action: as we reflect on the significant role of parents in a traditional family, let us commit to following biblical teachings and principles in our parenting. By doing so, we not only honor God's design for the family but also contribute to the well-being and stability of future generations. Let us pray for wisdom, patience, and strength as we nurture our children and guide them in the ways of the Lord. Full series.